Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Laga. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Earl. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Willie Lozado. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Laga moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Neill. Clark moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Marty Castillo pinch hits for Mike Laga. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Earl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 0-for-1 in the game. Earl strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Barbaro Garby now playing left field. Nelson Simmons now playing right field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 1 in the game. Loman hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Earl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Garby moves to second. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garby scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. James throws the ball in to Gantner, who relays the ball to Sundberg, who tags Johnson, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lozado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 0 for 2 in the game. Earl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lozado juggles the ball. That's an error on Lozado. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Earl moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Earl scores. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Earl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Candiotti now pitching. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garby strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Scherer now pitching. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lohman hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 0-for-3 in the game. Earl strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Bergman moves to second. Doug Baker pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Baker reaches second base with a double. Bergman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Dwight Lowry pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Doug Baker now playing shortstop. Dwight Lowry now catching. Willy Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozado strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1 Tigers. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-3 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Loman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 0-for-4 in the game. Earl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lozado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.